In this short audiobook, I'd like to talk a bit about two lessons I had on Friday, where I had some focus on the Haiti earthquake. What I did was I showed the students images, updated layers images from Google Earth in Google Earth on a smart board, and then I divided the students into three groups and sent them invitations to collaborative documents in Google Docs. And they had to focus on various keywords and gather as much information as they could in half an hour. Keywords such as Haiti's colonial past, range of devastation after the earthquake, geography of Haiti, organizations involved in helping and rescuing, Papa Doc and Baby Doc, earthquakes and Richter scale, the role of social media such as Facebook and Twitter in spreading the message, and the best way for you to help. Then they came back to the classroom, and then they had 10 minutes to prepare a presentation where they had to focus on relevance, overview, and sources. What was good about this exercise was that the students acquired a lot of information. They all learned a little bit about earthquakes, Haiti, and what is being done and what's unfolding on the island. Some problems that should be addressed when doing this, how to make sure that all the students are involved. My groups were too big, 5 to 6 students, ideal groups perhaps 3 to 4, and how to deal with citations, Creative Commons, copyright infringement, etc., because the students, they got a carte blanche from me to copy and paste, use pictures, maps, texts, in order to gather the information and then discuss it afterwards. Other issues could be to discuss validity and the choices of their sources. Is a Twitter message trustworthy compared to a BBC news report, for instance? So that was some of the interesting issues with doing something related to what's happening outside of the classroom.